If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Of things right off the bat you ought to know. So they canceled the grand jury thingy in New York yesterday. So Trump hasn't been arrested or indicted or anything like that. Nobody knows exactly why they canceled it yesterday because that stuff is supposed to be secret. They're back in business today, but all the sources I'm reading say it's going to be next week before this decision is made. Joe seems to think that maybe the guy's getting cold feet with all the pushback that he's getting from every corner politically, not just from Republicans or anybody else.
I don't seem to think that, Jack. I think that. Yeah, he's pulling back because it was an idiotic idea, a ridiculous case, good for nobody, including the country, and nobody wants it, except like Morning Joe and his airheaded wife.
So there's that story. And then also the hot hearing of the day is the guy that runs TikTok getting yelled at by a bunch of old congresspeople.
Yes.
Who've caught on to the fact that China and TikTok are all about spying on us. So that's good stuff. And any more highlights we'll bring you. Our friend Tim Sandifer, who's going to be on next week talking about the homeless situation there in Phoenix, works for the Goldwater people. And another case that
Institute,
they're taking on.
Institute, yes.
And another. I like to be colloquial in my description.
The Goldwater people.
Yeah.
I like it.
And the another topic that the Goldwater people are taking on is this particular case here. And this has been happening around the country. We've been talking about it a lot. You got this mother in Maine who discovered that her daughter was wearing a garment known as a chest binder. It's a chest-flattening garment that if you're a girl and you had started developing boobs, but you think you're a boy, so you don't like having boobs, you might get this. Well, where did she get it? She got it from the school. Why did mom not know about it? The school told her daughter to keep it a secret from her mom. And this is happening all around the country, and the Goldwater people are taking this on as a case in that it shouldn't be okay for the school to urge kids to do things like this, gender transitioning devices or drugs or anything like that, and then keeping it from the parents, which is horrifying. Anything at all. Anything. I don't care if it's the spelling bee results. The school should never be telling kids, keep this from your parents. That is completely out of bounds. Every topic.
I would agree. We got this note from JT in Livermore. Can we all agree that grown-ups telling children to lie or hide things from their parents is the biggest of red flags? If you could pick just one characteristic of people who shouldn't be allowed to be around children, wouldn't it be grown-ups who tell the children to lie to their parents about what said grown-ups are pushing? And he points out it isn't just one weirdo hanging out on a street corner. It's a public school recommending these sickos to children in need, discussing a story we brought you earlier in the week. There are laws being considered right now in California and Oregon that would enshrine in law the practice of the school will only tell the parents if the child says to go ahead about serious psychological and physical problems, including getting an abortion. Your school, the activist teachers, can get your kid a secret abortion, and the law says they don't need to tell you. And we're talking about a child.
So in particular, this case from New Jersey, did I say it was? Anyway, a school counselor advised this woman's daughter to change her gender, told the child not to tell her parents about it, and then provided her with the chest-binding garment. A school counselor told this woman's daughter to change her gender. Oh, my God. And don't tell your parents about it. Oh, the level of fury I would have.
These sickos are everywhere, too. If it were only a couple of cases, that would be, you know, sickening and troubling. But the fact that it's so widespread, these radical gender theory, critical queer theory, critical gender theory people are everywhere. And they're grooming your children or sexualizing them or trying to turn them into radicals, turn them against their families. It's crazy.
Right. So that is absolutely all true and horrifying, just that particular thing. Then the just in general idea of, let's just keep this between us relationship that some schools are trying to get with the kids about the curriculum, what you're learning, or anything else is troubling.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of coverage of that, even in the liberal media saying, and it was interesting in the New York Times, the angle was a lot of black families are realizing what their kids are being taught and not taught and getting really pissed off. Mm. The number of black families that are homeschooling I don't have the numbers in front of me. It's exploded based on what they observed during remote schooling. White families, too, they've increased significantly. I think half again as many or something like that. But black families, like, quadruple the number.
Well, the most religious group in America, I think, is African-American women, and they're probably not digging a lot of the stuff that's being taught in schools.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Hispanic families to have zero patience with this stuff, too. Here's a related story. Detransitioning teenager is suing Permanente Medical Group and Kaiser Foundation Hospitals, the medical providers who performed a double mastectomy on her when she was just 13 years old. Beginning to identify as transgender as a little child.
That is crazy. I have a 13-year-old, so I'm very aware of how young that is. Oh, my
She's
God.
She's now 18 years old, and Jane is accusing the hospital system, quote, of intentional fraud and concealment involving her gender transition, alleging that doctors pushed her into the procedure and characterized her gender transition as the only way to treat her pre-existing mental health problems. Quote, I don't think I should have been allowed to change my sex before I was legally able to have sex. I don't think I'm better off for the experience, and I think transitioning just completely added fuel to the fire of my pre-existing conditions. She said she previously struggled with mental health, including suicidal ideation, before deciding her problem was I'm the wrong sex. Like so many, and this is the thing. You have troubled adolescents in emotional turmoil, under huge social pressure, desperately searching for an answer why they're so unhappy. And you get these activist adults who whisk them along the conveyor belt of gender transition. And a 13-year-old is subjected to either these powerful chemicals that are used to castrate sex offenders or surgically deformed, disfigured, in a way that can never be fixed again. As children, at age 13,
That's something.
Her attorney alleged Jane's caregivers failed to administer the necessary mental health treatments before performing the double mastectomy and never informed her that 80-90% of teens eager to transition desist from doing so. They don't do it. They wait and think.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Informed consent was missing here, said her lawyer. It's impossible for a child to give informed consent, and it's impossible for parents who are not fully informed and with that child that was not properly treated also to give that consent. And you know, the really sickening part of this, and that, well, there are a lot of different sickening parts of this, is that it's being done in the commission of advancing an ideology. And so many people have been sold on the idea of not wanting to be homophobic or transphobic because I'm a good person, that they wither in the face of these bizarre arguments and completely transparently unwise practices of doing this to kids. It's just terrible. Anyway, I hope she succeeds in her lawsuit.
I was just thinking, how wise were your decisions when you were 13? Well, I can remember a few that weren't particularly well thought out.
The idea that a 13-year-old could consent to any permanent decision. An 18-year-old can't buy cigarettes in a lot of America. But a 13-year-old can say, yeah, the reason for my emotional turmoil as a troubled adolescent is I'm the wrong gender, so do this surgery on me.
Are there places in America where a 13-year-old can buy cigarettes?
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
Oh, I thought you said there are places in America where you can't.
Where an 18-year-old can't buy a cigarette.
Oh, okay, we're an 18. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I misunderstood. Because I thought there are places where they still sell cigarettes to 13-year-olds.
If I said 13, I meant 18. A transgender female finished in first place at a New York City cycling event on Sunday. Social media post shows Tiffany Thomas standing in between two biological females as the first place winner of the big race, transgender woman. Et cetera, et cetera. This has caused a great deal of outrage.
Finished first, did she?
Yeah, she did. Yep.
That second place girl has got to be pretty unhappy.
Yeah.
Because that would be like the greatest thing, at least sports-wise, that ever happened in her whole life. If she had finished first, but she didn't get to.
And these fools made it clear that a person transitioning from male to female is eligible if they've declared that their gender identity is female. Oh, that's a major factor. The athlete must demonstrate their total testosterone level in serum is below X period for at least 24 months, et cetera. Even though the British military and others have done test after test after test showing that if you went through male puberty, you have a bigger frame, larger, denser bones, more muscle mass, larger lungs, greater oxygen capacity for the rest of your natural days. But keep letting biological men whoop up on women on the playing field, you lunatics.
We're pro organ donation around here, aren't we? Is that our official show stance?
Yeah, I am.
Not me. You can't have my liver. I'm hanging on to my liver. I might need it in the afterlife.
You don't want mine.
There's a new wrinkle on that whole program and a bunch of other stuff to talk about that we can jam into the last hour. Hoping to talk baseball in a serious way in our podcast that we do today. One more thing. We usually, at least I, feel a little guilty anytime we bring up sports because a lot of people don't. Most people actually don't follow sports. Mm-hmm. If you're a sports fan, you think everybody does, but most people don't. And so I always feel, I think I would like to, on the One More Thing podcast, just put all those fears aside and fully, and just say, if you don't like sports, you're not going to enjoy this, tune out, and fully embrace the conversation.
And we totally geek out on baseball.
Yeah, because there's a couple of things that are in the news right now that I'm interested in.
All right.
The pitch clock, the U.S. losing to Japan the other night. Which I've got to watch that last inning. I've been reading about it. Sounds freaking amazing.
If you like national humiliations, it is.
I'll watch that and the Pearl Harbor video back to back.
You might mistake the one for the other.
Day of infamy. Anyway, much on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
More on the TikTok hearings coming up in a little bit. I actually haven't heard this story. I just heard it teased on the NBC Evening News with Lester Holt last night. I find Lester Holt an interesting presence if you ever watch the NBC Evening News. He's got, like, he has no, he makes no impression on me, negative or positive. Maybe that's what they're going for. I get nothing out of him. It's like he could be an AI creation of introducing stories.
Yeah, I know what you mean. He's, like, weirdly aloof and just not much. He's not much.
Anyway, they teased this story about transplants in America and how they're revamping the whole industry, and well, let's hear it.
Tonight, LQ Goldring is one of 104,000 people waiting for a life-saving organ transplant.
Is the system broken?
Oh, yeah. The wait list here in Kentucky is 5 years. I've been waiting 7.5.
But today, the federal government announced plans to revamp that system, seeking to more than double its funding and inviting competition to the United Network for Organ Sharing, or UNOS, which has long been the sole manager of the nation's organ donations. 17 people die every day waiting for transplants. The system has long been criticized for long wait times, damaged and discarded organs, and outdated technology.
When you order a toothbrush on Amazon, they can tell you minute to minute where that toothbrush is. Well, that's not been possible for organ transplantation.
UNO says it is committed to reforms. Reforms won't go into place right away as the government works with experts and organizations to design the revamp. Kristen Dahlgren, NBC News.
That's interesting. So I read a follow-up story to that, which is troubling, obviously, that the freaking bureaucracy can't get their act together on this the way, you know, an Amazon can or a FedEx could or whatever.
I think it's significant that there's a monopoly.
Right.
Of course.
But a follow-up story was how broken the organ donation thing is. You know, you on your driver's license, you check the box or whatever that you're willing to. But it's practically nothing. I mean, it's worth doing, but barely. It's just, it's so poorly run and slow, you know, getting things from here to there in time to the people that are on the list, blah, blah, blah. God, we got to be able to fix stuff like that.
That's why we've got to open it up to private enterprise and competition. Sure, you will have some aggressive companies harvesting organs by force, but not a lot.
Since you brought that up, you know, I had a friend. He was a business traveler.
Yeah.
He was at a hotel in Reno. He meets this girl at the bar.
What happened next?
He wakes up the next morning in a tub of ice with a note that said,
"What did the note say?
Call 911 right away. Your kidneys have been harvested."
Good Lord.
Barbaric.
Good Lord.
He was so mad. But he actually said the night of loving was worth losing his kidneys over.
Wow. Wow. A rare follow-up anecdote.
And he mentioned how incredibly uncomfortable it is to be in a tub full of ice. And how was I possibly still asleep?
And how courteous it was of the kidney thieves to leave a helpful note.
Right. And to take the time to take my unconscious body, get it into the tub, and then somehow order enough ice to pack me in to keep me alive.
Right.
And the fact that I stayed asleep, I must have really been drugged, to stay asleep in a tub covered in ice with the wounds that I assume would accompany amateur kidney removal.
In a hotel.
In a hotel.
Amateur dual kidney removal.
It's surprising that I was able to sleep as soundly as I did.
Yeah, the only flaw in your rendition was that it was your friend. It's always a friend of a friend.
Oh.
Always the foaf. We, early in our careers, we were laughing at that urban legend, and people were so angry at us because they were so convinced it was true. That was pre-internet. Or was that very early in the days of the internet, come to think of it?
Amateur hotel kidney removal. Oh, my God.
You can't even get a damn hamburger to your room in less than an hour and a half. You get a surgeon?
We've got more from the TikTok hearings on the way. ArmstrongandGetty.com for everything.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Your platform should be banned. I expect today you'll say anything to avoid this outcome. Like you're 100% responsible for what TikTok does. That you suddenly endorse a national data privacy standard. That Project Texas is more than a marketing scheme. That TikTok doesn't harm our innocent children. Or that your ties to the Chinese Communist Party through ByteDance is just a myth. We aren't buying it.
Our Congress bringing it pretty hard to the head guy there at TikTok. That's Representative Rogers. I don't know where she's from or whatever, but good for her. Standing up for all that is good and decent in the world against the evil Chinese Communist Party.
You know, it strikes me this is a lot more significant than just TikTok, too. This could be a major moment in the decoupling of the American economy or the Western economies with that of the communist Chinese.
Yeah, I feel that absolutely, that this is, you know, it's all part of this big movement that's been happening over the last, you know, since COVID, since Trump, really, where we're all catching on to the what China is. I mentioned earlier, Gallup has the approval rating of China at 15% now in America, lowest it's ever been by far.
You 15%, I want you rounded up and questioned.
Yeah, no kidding. But let's roll on. So this is Representative Kamik, Republican of Florida.
Well, and as was pointed out by Chairwoman Rogers, you have regular contact with Chinese Communist Party Secretary Mr. Zhang Fuping, who is your boss at ByteDance, correct?
No.
No?
No. He's neither my boss, nor do we have frequent contact.
But you have regular contact with ByteDance.
With the CEO of ByteDance.
Who is Mr. Zhang Fuping, is the editor-in-chief.
Boy, they did their homework more than I thought they were going to. You want to explain that? The ByteDance is the what?
Parent company of TikTok.
And that's what they're using to separate themselves.
Well, yeah, they're saying that we will completely separate TikTok US from ByteDance.
These congresspeople put some effort into this. Let's roll on with it.
You've said repeatedly that there is no threat, that this is a platform for entertainment and for fun. I have to ask you then, if there is no threat to Americans, if there is no threat to our data, privacy, security, why did an internal memo from TikTok corporate headquarters explicitly coach senior management to, quote, downplay the parent company ByteDance? Why would they say downplay the China Association and downplay AI? This is from an internal memo from your company. Why, if you had nothing to hide, would you need to downplay the association with ByteDance and China?
Congressman, I have not seen this memo.
She gets to something more specific also.
This video has been up for 41 days. It is a direct threat to the chairwoman of this committee, the people in this room, and yet it still remains on the platform. And you expect us to believe that you are capable of maintaining the data security, privacy, and security of 150 million Americans where you can't even protect the people in this room? I think that is a blatant display of how vulnerable people who use TikTok are. You couldn't take action after 41 days when a clear threat, a very violent threat to the chairwoman of this committee and the members of this committee was posted on your platform. You damn well know that you cannot protect the data and security of this committee or the 150 million users of your app because it is an extension of the CCP. And with that, I yield back.
I think that's an interesting comparison because you cannot police content, you cannot protect data. Not sure I buy that exactly, but I am intrigued by the whole threat being left up for 41 days story. I was unaware of that.
Yeah, you know what also strikes me, because I don't know any of these people's names? The people in Congress that do the actual work of being a congressperson, you don't know their names. I don't know their names. The people that get on cable news channels and have tweets that get retweeted a lot and raise lots of money, you know their names, their household names. And yeah, they're the ones that, when they're in the hearings, don't seem like they've done any homework whatsoever to prepare for, because that's not what they're into.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole bunch of them. We all know their names. But isn't that something? That yeah, these no names are the ones that clearly have put a lot of effort into this. Anyway, that's kind of a separate topic. Let's hear from another dude, Gus Bilirakis from Florida. Are you Republican?
Mr. Chu, your technology is literally leading to death. Mr. Chu, yes or no? Do you have full responsibility for your algorithms used by TikTok to prioritize content to its users? Yes or no, please?
Congressman, I'll just like to, if respectfully, if you don't mind, I would just like to start by saying it's devastating to hear about the news of,
yes,
as a
yes,
father myself, this is
sir,
tragic.
Yes or no? I'll repeat the question.
Congressman, we do take these issues very seriously.
Yes or no?
And we do provide resources for anyone who types in anything that...
Sir, yes or no? I see you're not willing to answer the question.
Now, I don't want to come off as a comm simp, but that was one of those, it's too hard to answer yes or no type
that
questions.
It's a yes or no question from either side of the aisle is never designed to gain understanding.
No,
it's
not.
Just a trap and it's stupid.
No, we started the show today. I was suggesting that this whole thing was going to be a raccoon dog and pony show with, since it was anytime you get a common enemy, the oil companies, or in this case, Communist China, where there's no downside to just piling on. They love to all just come up with the catchphrase of the day that's going to get them on the evening news. There's been some pretty good questioning here and pointed critiques. That one was the former, though. That was just a yes or no. And then wherever he's from in Florida, they'll have that on the news tonight of him being a hard ass, asking the guy a question that he can't possibly answer. Though I think TikTok's an evil company. Again, I don't want to come up with a communist.
You're not
sympathizer.
A comm simp. Yeah, I appreciate the use of the term. Brought me back to the old days. The old days of the Cold War.
Now we got some more, I think, that Katie put in, do we?
Well, yeah. I wanted to set this up a little bit. If we had unlimited time, I would like to take the various questions about TikTok one at a time and focus on them and have the testimony and analyze it. And we'll have some time to do that tomorrow. But this is moving on to the question of the content on TikTok and the notable differences between what ByteDance pushes to Chinese youngsters and what is allowed in the United States. Start with 92, Michael. This is
your terms of service specifically state that TikTok.
Brett Guthrie of Kentucky, go ahead.
Your terms of service specifically state that TikTok does, and I quote, not allow the depiction, promotion, or trade of drugs or other controlled substances. Despite this content being against your terms of service, and I brought this up with other service providers, but despite this content being against your terms of service, content on your platform related to illicit drugs like fentanyl, drug trafficking, and other illicit activity is pervasive and racks up hundreds of thousands of views. For example, in 2020, the Benadryl challenge resulted in the death of an American teenager. While you were at ByteDance, if you were the CFO for ByteDance, did doing allow related illicit drug trafficking or challenges resulting in death or injury to kids?
Congressman, I represent TikTok here today. I can tell you that TikTok does not allow illegal drugs content on our platform.
Did in China?
I believe they don't allow this, but I will need to check. I don't run their business.
Douyin is the Chinese version of TikTok.
Yeah, I love any of these questions that are, why do you have strict rules in China but not in the United States? What's going on there?
Well, part of the answer to that is, yeah, the Chinese Communist Party thinks that's poison that we're feeding to our children, and they get to limit it because of Chinese law. Not that I'm envious of Chinese law, but, you know, there are times it's handy. 93, Michael.
Again, I cannot speak for Douyin, and I'm sorry, I didn't hear the second part of what you said.
Well, we had a threat against the chairman of our committee that was on your site for 41 days. My guess is that would not be allowed in China.
That content is, if it's violative, I would look into the specifics, and I would be taken down on TikTok.
Yeah, surely yes. Appears that it does. But the problem is what I'm trying to get at is you seem to be able to prevent this content in China, but you so not even taking it down, just prevent it from being posted, and yet it's on your website.
Yeah, see, the belief is, and I think it's well-founded, that whoever at China, at ByteDance or TikTok or whatever, is more than delighted to feed poison to young American minds, or at the very least waste their time, addict them to scrolling through videos and just waste their time. They have a whole of society. Every single aspect of Chinese society is bent on bringing the United States down, and certainly, you know, screwing with our youngsters, dumbing them down if they can, is part of it.
Yeah, I'm troubled by this aspect of the whole conversation, that these authoritarian regimes believe we're a decadent society and that their system is better. I don't believe their system is better, but we are a relatively decadent society.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And many of us parents let our kids spend too much time staring at screens, and too many of our 20-somethings aren't being productive and are staring at screens, and China's taking advantage of that, and that whole thing is troubling.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, the whole decadence thing, Lord knows I'm not some sort of crew-cutted Cold War cliche. You know, I'm a long-haired, well, at least I used to be, libertarian-leaning guitar player with, trouble following rules. But at the same time, if you were to compare and contrast, you know, various sets of values or behaviors, duty, sacrifice, community, self-control, self-discipline, generosity, blah, blah, blah. Sobriety.
How about supporting yourself?
Well, yeah, we could start there. Yeah. Self-reliance. Sure. Sobriety. Just whichever of those, you know, characteristics you want. And then over on the other side, you have, you know, drug abuse, dependence, immorality, wild sexual practices, whatever, you know, all that sort of stuff. If you look at the way modern society is, and which way those scales are tipping, you're not going to say we are a disciplined and moral society. I mean, there are plenty of disciplined and moral people in America, and it's easy to forget that. And a lot of you are listening now, and we appreciate it. But yeah, we have an increasingly decadent society, and we are rotting from the inside out. And China is more than delighted to ship crap to, you know, screw up our kids' minds, or the precursor chemicals to fentanyl, to the Mexican drug cartels. They're more than happy to feed us whatever, you know, the tools of decadence are. It reminds me of, it's almost the reverse of Khrushchev saying, we will sell you the rope you used to hang yourself. Well, China's saying, we'll send you the drugs and filth and porn or whatever that you need. We're happy to provide it.
To anesthetize yourself. Put yourself under an anesthetic to the point that we'll just dominate the planet.
Yeah. Got to fight against it, folks. Fight it. They're fighting it now in Congress, I think. You know, is it too little, too late? Or I don't know, but at least they're fighting it.
Joe does have a crew cut. He does 1,000 push-ups every morning, sets of 100 in between reading from the Federalist Papers.
And I regularly grab people by the shirt front on the street and say, are you a commie?
We'll finish strong next.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wish I could go into the details of why this morning I got up and took apart our Apple TV, took the little Apple box, it's in the trunk of my car, and all the video games in the house, and they're in the trunk of my car also.
Did you self-burgle?
Yeah, that's actually what I'm doing. Now I'm going to call the insurance company.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great idea. We actually had a coworker say that to us once, which is amazing. He's all for pulling insurance scams like that. No, I did it as a disciplinary measure for my kids, but or one kid in particular. But I won't get into the details of that as they are getting older and sharing their lives is getting less justifiable.
Sure.
But so here is a Tallahassee principal, Tallahassee, Florida, who's out of a job after complaints that the teacher had shown pictures of the statue known as the David, Michelangelo's David. Now, if you're familiar with Michelangelo's David, it includes fairly easy to see genitalia, although it must have been quite cold the day that they were carving that thing.
Fair enough. Had to stand there in a cold studio.
I'm assuming that that comment/joke is a full 500 years old.
Yes.
Somebody probably said that at its first unveiling 500 years ago.
And Da Vinci rolled, or Michelangelo rolled his eyes and said, seriously, guys.
Do we know why Michelangelo went with such a unimpressive?
I haven't spent a single second thinking about that, no.
Got to be a reason, though.
You have, clearly. I'll just clear the room. Go ahead. Hold forth on the David's genitals.
I'll bet, right ahead. I'll bet there are books that have been written about that.
I'll bet there haven't. I'm sorry. I said I would clear the room. It's all yours. Take it away.
Well, you had to make the decision. How am I going to portray this? And he went with, you know, if you're going to go on a graph, standard deviations, he went on the lower side of the bell curve than the upper side of the bell curve for whatever reason.
If I were to join in this idiotic conversation, I would point out that he did spend a great deal of time working on the perfect proportions of every single inch of it, which is why it's such a masterpiece.
Yeah.
I mean, dude was ripped.
Yeah. Yeah.
And 12 feet tall, which is a little intimidating, or however tall it is.
I, without going into more detail, appreciate it because I think it sets a standard that I'm more likely to be able to live up to. So I'm happy about that.
I disassociate myself.
Anyway, this Tallahassee principal.
I disavow.
This Tallahassee principal actually lost his job when parents complained that the art teacher had shown pictures of David, with one calling it pornographic.
Go ahead.
I will read Tim Sandifer's reply to that story as my final thought, which is coming
up. Armstrong and Getty, you have disappointed me for the last time. These are your final thoughts.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Chilling. Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. Michelangelo, our technical director, will lead the way. Michael?
Yeah, I noticed that congressional hearing today, they have TikTok influencers. So I'm waiting for somebody to put all these oranges in their mouth and make like a TikTok video of them talking to Congress, you know?
Right.
Something wacky.
The new TikTok congressional challenge. Can you wear a big moose head and a fur vest into Congress? That's been done.
One of the Congress people needs to take a big spoonful of cinnamon and try to drink water or sing or something, whatever you're supposed to do.
Oh, boy. Jack, your final thought is promised.
So Tim Sandifer tweeted out, there's a difference between Michelangelo's David and pornography. There are those too ignorant to know the difference, and then there are those who, for ideological reasons, insist there is none. The latter is worse and are to be found disproportionately on one side of the culture war. Then he says, hint, it's not the conservative side.
Oh, they pretend that all sexual content is art and just literature. And why are you censoring? The Republicans are the censors. This is censorship. Yeah, we're censoring pornography, child porn,
You know,
gay porn for third graders.
Gotcha.
You go ahead and advocate for it.
Gotcha.
Interesting. See, I was guessing that story was put forth by the mainstream media trying to illustrate that Ron DeSantis's Florida is full of a bunch of moronic, hyper-religious poltroons.
Hillbillies.
Exactly. Swamp billies.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people, thanks a little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. The hot links are there. So many good things to click on and read. Drop us an email, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. It's something we ought to be talking about. Send it along. Y'all do a great job at that.
We will see tomorrow. God bless America.
What this community needs now are
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you shitting me?
No.
Come on.
Oof. That's insane.
It's 100 on the crazy meter.
Made a bad mistake.
Okay.
You think you're smart? You think you're funny?
No,
you're not.
You think you're funny.
What would Ronald Reagan do right now?
As I said to George Washington, as long as the truth is in the story, it's a true story. And he nodded at me, he waved his musket, and walked off into the night.
Thank you all very much.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.